Let's bring in the Ulster Unionist Party leader, Mike Nesbitt. Good morning to you, Mike.
Morning.
So your party abstained. Why didn't you just vote against it?
Because voting against brings on an existential threat to the future of the devolved institutions, Stephen. And we worked very, very hard in 1998 to get these institutions in place. And we are not going to do anything that's going to threaten the future of them. We're going out to consultation on the budget. That, in our assessment, was the least worst option yesterday. So that's why we did what we did.
Yeah, but it's not exactly leadership for the future, Mike Nesbitt, is it? Some parties vote for, some parties vote against, but the Ulster Unionist Party abstain. Where's the leadership in that, sitting on the fence?
Minute, Stephen. Well, and since when was abstaining not a legitimate political course of action?
Well, you're sitting on the fence. Are you for or against the draft budget?
We don't like the draft budget. We're prepared to let it go to consultation. I resent the fact that you think that abstaining is not a legitimate political action, because it has been for a number of centuries now.
But if you didn't like it, why didn't you vote against it?
Because we don't want to bring down the institution, Stephen.
And what movement do you think there's going to be now over the next 8 weeks?
Well, there are two issues, and you've been talking about welfare reform, and we have been saying until we're blue in the face, bring the legislation onto the floor of the Assembly. Let us debate it. Let us debate it openly and publicly, so that the voting public can hear the true position of all the parties, including the parties who are stalling this, because it is 2 years since the then Minister, Nelson McCausland, said we had run out of road. Well, we're on incredibly bumpy ground at the moment. So I'm glad that the DUP at least are proposing to bring this onto the floor of the Assembly so that we can sort it out. The second issue is that the DUP have put us in a position where we're in hock to the Chancellor of the Exchequer. So how anybody voted yesterday is neither here nor there if George Osborne today says, I don't like this deal. And there's every possibility of that, because if you've been listening to Simon Hamilton, he is saying we've got £100 million of a loan on resource money, which we're going to pay back with capital money, i.e. we're going to sell some of our silverware. Now, in the words of an Imperial civil servant that I was talking to yesterday, the Treasury regard those two blocks of money as different currencies. So he's asking the Treasury to bend the rules. It's a bit like you going to Manchester and trying to pay a taxi with a £20 Bank of Ireland note. It's legitimate currency, but sometimes the taxi driver says, I'm not accepting that. So this draft budget is not over the line until the Chancellor of the Exchequer turns round and says, OK, that will do nicely.
And you don't think that it's probable that they'll accept it?
I don't know whether it's probable or not. Simon Hamilton has said he has applied to the Treasury for it. I hope for his sake and for the sake of the country that it goes through. Otherwise, we're in a terrible, terrible financial mess. But even if it does go through, I'm embarrassed for him, because he's basically saying we cannot play within the rules and we need special compensation dispensation to say we're going to use capital money to repay resource money.
Mike Nesbitt, thank you very much. Indeed.